Okay, so we can start. 弟兄姐妹平安。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
真的很感恩，在我们大家都知道，我们现在没有英文牧师。
We're very grateful that, as we know, we currently do not have an English pastor with us.
但是我们看到很多弟兄姐妹都起来开始参与侍奉。
We're very happy to see many younger generation coming to the service team.
让我们一起来同心合一的来彼此服侍，彼此相爱。
Let us worship and serve God with one heart and serve each other.
所以我们每一位在英文堂都是非常重要的。
So each one of you is very important to the English ministry.
神也要使用你给你的恩赐来服侍教会。
God will use your talent to serve our English ministry.
再次献上感恩。
I want to praise our Lord.
其实神不缺少我们的服侍。
So we do serve our God.
其实在服侍当中，我们能够可以更加的亲近神，我们的生命可以得到更好的长进。
And through the service, we get to get closer to God and strengthen our spiritual life.
所以盼望着我们每一位在服侍当中，我们的生命都能够可以更多的长进。
So I hope that as we serve God, our spiritual life can be stronger.
我今天要跟大家分享圣经中著名的十诫。
Today I want to share with you the famous Ten Commandments from the Bible.
我不知道大家有谁可以把这个十诫可以完整的背下来。
I wonder if anyone can recite the Ten Commandments in full.
第一诫是什么？
What is the first commandment?
就是我们刚才读的经文里面，你不可以有别的神。
It's in the first verse we should do not worship other gods before me.
第二诫就是不可敬拜偶像。
And the second is do not worship idols.
第三诫是不可妄称神的名。
And the third one is do not misuse God's name.
第四诫就是要遵守安息日。
And the fourth one is to honor the Sabbath day.
第五诫的话就是要孝敬父母。
The fifth is respecting your parents.
第六诫的话就是不可杀人。
The sixth is do not murder.
不可奸淫。
And do not commit adultery.
不可偷盗。
Do not steal.
不可作假见证。
Do not give false witness.
不可贪恋别人的东西。
And should not covet.
所以这十诫是对我们每一个基督徒来讲都是非常重要的。
And these ten commandments are very important to our Christians.
上帝颁布这十诫，你现在已经有3500年了。
It was almost 3500 years since God issued those ten commandments.
虽然说过去了那么长时间3500年，但是到现在仍然是永恒不变的真理。
It's been a long time, but up till today, it's still the eternal truth.
不管是对当时出埃及的以色列人来说，还是对现在的以色列人来说，还是对所有的基督徒来说，十诫都是非常重要的。
Whether to the Israelites who came out of Egypt in the past, or to the Israelites of the modern world, or to all Christians, those commandments are crucial.
是我们爱神爱人的最基本的准则。
They are the basic standards by which we love God and love each other.
对于我们当中信主已经有多年的基督徒来说，我们可能已经非常熟悉这十诫的内容。
For those senior Christians, we should be familiar with those ten commandments.
但是我们还是要常常回到神的核心命令当中来去反思我们自己行得如何。
But we should often go back to the core requirements by God and reflect on how we are doing, how we are following those commandments.
对于刚接触基督信仰或者是初信的弟兄姐妹来说，特别是今年我们有7位youth刚受洗。
For all the new Christians or who just get to know about Christianity, especially this year we had a few new brothers and sisters.
我们需要 全面的去认识神，明白神喜欢我们做什么事情，哪些事情是神不喜欢的。
We should try to fully understand God and know what things are pleasing to God and what things are not pleasing to Him.
我们需要建立最基本的圣经价值观。
We should establish the basic biblical values.
我首先讲一下上帝赐下十诫的主要的目的有几点。
So I wanted to first share the main purposes of God issuing those Ten Commandments.
第一个就是要显明上帝圣洁、公义、良善的本性，让人更好地认识上帝是谁。
The first is to show God righteousness, holy and right nature, so people can get to know God better.
第二个就是要显明上帝对他百姓的要求，人要成为上帝的子民，就需要遵守上帝国度的律法。
And the second is to.Show God's requirements for His people. In order to become people of the kingdom, we have to follow His laws.
就像你在一个国家要遵守一个国家的法律，你在学校也要遵守学校的规矩，对吧？你在神的国度里面也要遵守神国的法则。
It's like when you live in a country, you follow their laws, and when you're in school, you follow regulations. And the same thing in the kingdom of God, you have to follow God's statutes.
第三就是实践，就是可以显明人犯了什么罪，因为律法是让人知罪，没有律法的话，就罪也不算为罪。
And the third is to show people what kind of sins we have committed, because without laws, sins are not considered sins.
第四就是律法要引导人来寻求耶稣基督为救主。
And the fourth one is the laws are for people to seek God.
因为律法显出人的罪来，但是人又不能够通过自己可以完全遵守律法，所以好像就是一条死路一条。所以说，人在这种情况下面，就是要寻求一个 solution， 就是寻求得救的方法，怎样可以才能够得着上帝的拯救？所以最后，律法就是要把人引向耶稣基督，然后在耶稣基督那里面得到拯救。
Laws show people what are considered sins, but without God's help, people are unable to follow the laws, unable to save themselves. So eventually, so it's like a dead end, and eventually people have to turn to God to look for salvation.
所以十诫的最终的目的是要把我们人引到上帝面前，引到耶稣基督面前来，得着上帝的拯救。
So the ultimate purpose of the commandments are for to lead people to turn to God and find salvation.
在十诫当中，我刚才就是简单讲了一下这十诫。十诫的话，其实可以分成两部分，前面四诫和后面六诫。
As I briefly mentioned, the Ten Commandments, they can be divided into two groups. The first four are in one group, and the last six commandments are in another group.
前面四诫是讲到人和上帝的关系。
The first four commandments talked about the relationship between human and God.
遵守前面这四诫就可以帮助我们建立与神正确的关系。
Obeying the first four commandments can help us build a correct relationship with God.
只有我们与神有正确的关系，我们才能得到神的祝福，我们才能够住在神的国度里面。
Only by obeying the first four commandments can we receive God's blessings and live in the kingdom of God.
那么后面六诫是讲到人与人之间的关系。
So the last six commandments talk about the relationship between humans.
所以只有在遵守这六诫才能够有一个正确的人与人之间的关系，就是像比如说你不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，不可贪恋别人的东西等等，都是在维持人与人之间有一个和睦的关系。
So the second part of the Ten Commandments talk about relationships between human and if you follow those commandmentsDo not murder, do not steal, do not commit adultery, do not covet. And that only in that way you can establish a healthy and harmonious relationship with your fellows.
在与神 的关系与人的关系在之间，首先我们需要有一个正确的与上帝之间的关系，才最后才能够与人之间有一个正确的关系，这是有个先后顺序的问题。
So we have to establish a healthy relationship with God, and then we will be able to have a healthy relationship with our human fellows.
如果你现在觉得你人与人之间关系出了问题，那最根本的问题是处在你和上帝之间出了问题。
If you find yourself in a difficult relationship with your colleagues or your other human fellows, you have to go back to the source, and you will realize that you do not have a healthy relationship with God.
比如说，你跟你的朋友之间关系不好，你跟你的父母之间的关系不好，你跟你的兄弟姐妹之间关系不好，那其实很多时候是因为你跟上帝的关系是不好的。
Well, if you struggle with your relationships with your parents, your friends, or your siblings, most likely you already have a bad relationship with God in the first place.
所以这是我简单先介绍一下这十诫的这个目的。在刚才读的那段经文当中，是在出埃及记第二十章一到二节啊，是这样讲说：神吩咐这一切的话说，我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及为奴之家领出来。
So Exodus chapter 20 verses 1-2 said, God spoke to the Israelites, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, the land of slavery.
哦，我不知道啊、我们当中《出埃及记》啊、这卷书大家都读过吧
？I hope that everyone here has read the book of Exodus.
有没有谁没有读过《出埃及记》啊、这卷书的
？So who is not familiar with the book of Exodus?
有没有读过《出埃及记》？因为我们要明白今天我要讲的经文的话。你如果没有读过《出埃及记》的话，可能就是听起来会稍微困难一点。
In order to understand my message today, it's better if you know the story of the book of Exodus.
我先给大家主要讲一下，这是我们引用的是《出埃及》第二十章。那么二十章之前的十九章的内容，我大致给大家讲一下。
So I want to give you a brief background of the story that happened.Before chapter 20, from chapter 1 to chapter 19.
我们知道在创世纪最后一章最后几章里面讲到，就是雅各带领全家向埃及去在见在埃及做宰相的约瑟，然后他们就住在埃及，生养众多，成为大族。
So the last few chapters in Genesis talk about how Jacob led his family up down to Egypt to go to Joseph, who was the prime minister of Egypt, and then they settled down there, multiplied, and then become a big family.
但是约瑟死之后呢，新的法老就惧怕以色列人那么多所以他们就苦待以色列人，就杀害那些刚出生的男婴。
But after Joseph died, the new pharaoh was afraid of.Jacob's family becoming more powerful, so he started to torture and mistreat the Israelites and killed all the newborn male babies.
我们可能都看过这个电影《出埃及记》，或者是《埃及王子》，或者是《十诫》这些电影。那里面就讲到，就是摩西就出生在一个利未人的家庭当中。他出生的时候也差点被杀，但是被他母亲隐藏起来。
So if you ever watched the movie Exodus, you might be familiar with the story. So Moses was born into a Levite family. So he was almost killed when he was first born, but he was hidden by his mother.
但是他妈妈见到摩西慢慢长大之后呢，就是长了三个月，他实在是不能把他再隐藏起来，然后就把他放在一个篮子里面，飘在尼罗河上面。然后后来摩西就被埃及公主捡回去抚养长大。
But when Moses grew to about 3 months old, his mother could not hide him anymore, so she put him in a little basket The basket in River Nile. And then he was found by an Egyptian princess and raised by her.
然后摩西长大之后呢，他才知道我原来是一个以色列人，所以他就想凭自己的能力来去帮助那些被苦待的他的同胞，但是失败之后呢，他就逃到了旷野放羊40年。
So when Moses grew up, he realized that he was an Israelite, so he wanted to help the suffering Israelites by himself, but he failed, so he fled into the wilderness, and he made a living by attending sheep for 40 years.
就在摩西他认为他的人生就是这样以放羊为生的时候，那时候耶和华神就向他显现，呼召他要回埃及去，要把神的百姓从埃及拯救出来。
And just when Moses almost lost all his faith, God called on him to return to Egypt and to save his Israelite people.
然后神就借着摩西的手在埃及行了一系列的神迹奇事，比如说石灾、过红海等等，最终神把以色列人从埃及拯救出来了。
So through Moses' hands, God achieved many miracles.The 10 plagues, crossing Red River, etc. And eventually, Moses led all the Israelite people out of Egypt.
然后他们在旷野走了三个月，终于来到了那个西乃山啊。然后在西乃山，神就在那地方赐下十诫。
So after another 3-month journey in the wilderness, they finally reached Mount Sinai.And where God issued the Ten Commandments.
这就是出埃及记前19章的主要内容。
So that's what happened in the first 19 chapters of the book of Exodus.
所以在出埃及记第20章，神颁布十诫之前，对以色列人说：“我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及为奴之家领出来。”
That's why God spoke to the Israelites.I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, the land of slavery.
这是神赐下十诫的基础，是基于神对以色列人伟大的拯救。
That is the basis of the Ten Commandments, God's almighty salvation of the Israelites.
以色列人在被上帝拯救出埃及之前，他们对上帝的认识是很不清楚的。
Before they were saved by God,Israelites knew little of the God.
他们与上帝也没有什么关系，虽然说他们知道有一位上帝，因为从他们的祖宗这样传下来说有一位上帝，但是这位上帝到底是谁，这位上帝是怎么样的一个状况，他们已经非常对上帝的概念已经是非常的模糊了。
They knew nothing or little of the God, not unlike their ancestors.They just heard words of this God. They knew there was a God, but they felt that God was far away.
他们在那个时候已经不像他们的祖先亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、约瑟一样对神有非常坚定的信心。
So unlike their ancestors like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, or Joseph, they didn't have a strong faith in this God.
他们虽然忘记了上帝，不知道上帝到底是谁，但是上帝没有忘记他们，上帝没有忘记他与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、约瑟等等所立的约。
They forgot about this God, but God did not forget his people or his covenant he made with Israelites' ancestors like Isaac, Abraham, Joseph, or Jacob.
就像可能我们在以前我们也不认识上帝，我们可能就认为或者说认为没有上帝，但是你要知道上帝没有忘记你，上帝仍然是在看顾我们。
Just like us today, before we became Christians, we may never heard of God, but remember, God never forgets about us.
所以他就差人然后来跟你分享耶稣基督的信息，以至于我们今天能够坐在这地方可以敬拜上帝。
God sent his messengers to talk to us, to spread the good news to us so that we can become Christians and sit in his house.
当以色列人在埃及做奴隶，他们非常愁苦的时候，他们非常痛苦的时候，他们哀苦的声音达到天上，神就要下来拯救他的百姓，脱离他的百姓脱离 被奴役的那种悲惨的状况。
When Israelites were suffering from the slavery, their cries reached heaven, and God heard their cries and came down to save the suffering Israelites.
要带领他的百姓进入应许之地，要成为神，要成为他们的神，他们要成为神的子民。
He came down to lead Israelites into the promised land.He will become their Lord, and they will become His children.
所以神要赐下律法，要来教导这些以色列人怎样成为神国的子民。十诫就是神对他子民的最基本的要求。
So God needs to issue the requirements so that His people can learn how to follow the laws and in His kingdom. And the Ten Commandments are the basic requirements for His people.
所以说，十诫是基于神对以色列人的拯救基础之上。若没有上帝的拯救，以色列人是不会接受耶和华神为他们的神，他们也不会成为神的子民。
So the basis for the Ten Commandments is God's salvation for Israelite people. And without God's salvation, they will not become His people, and they will not be saved.
同样，我们基督徒若没有经历上帝的拯救，我们仍然还活在自我的世界当中，还活在被罪恶所捆绑的罪当中。
Similarly, without experiencing the salvation from God, us, we will still be living in a selfish world without any hope.
也许我们知道有上帝，但是我们却没有神。
But we may know there is a Lord, but we do not have our God.
也许有神，但我们心中的那个神不是耶和华神，而是自己造的各样的神。
We may have a God in our heart, but it may not be the only God. It may be created by someone else.
但我们既然已经蒙了神在耶稣基督里面的拯救，我们从此就认识了耶和华神，并且以他为我们的神，我们就成为神的孩子，成为神国的子民。
So once we get to know Jehovah.God, we can become His children, become the people in His kingdom.
所以，既然我们是成为神国的子民，我们就要遵循神的命令，要成为神所喜悦的人，成为神祝福的人。这个就是一个非常简单的一个道理。
So once we become His people, we would do things that are pleasing to Him, and we'll follow His laws.
虽然说我们在当中，我们有很多年轻人好像觉得对这个概念的理解啊，我不知道你们能够理解多少，但是我盼望着你们能够记住这个概念。
So for those younger generation, you may not fully understand this this message right now, but I hope you can remember it for now.
我想其实或者说用最简单的话说，你既然成为基督徒，你就需要有一个基督徒的样子。
So put it in a simple way, now you are a Christian, you should live like a Christian.
你既然是上帝的孩子，你就要像上帝孩子的样子。
Now you are a child of God, and you should live like a child of God.
如果你受洗了哈，你说我是基督徒了，我是上帝的孩子，但是在别人来看你好像跟一个没有受洗的人一样，那个就是会你会羞辱上帝。
If you claim that you are baptized, you are a Christian, but in other people's eyes they see no difference than a non-Christian, that is a humiliation to God.
但是现在上帝既然拯救了我们，使我们成为上帝的孩子，我们就要遵循上帝的命令。
So now God has saved us.So that we become His children, and we should follow His commandments.
并且上帝拯救了我们，把我们从罪恶当中、从死亡当中拯救出来，所以我们也应该甘心乐意的去听从神的话。
Now God has saved us from sin, from death. We should be willing to follow His requirements and orders.
我们要顺服在上帝的权柄之下，也要经历他要赐给我们天上各样属灵的美好的福气。
We should submit to His authority so that we can enjoy the wonderful spiritual blessings from heaven.
所以，上帝的拯救是神赐下十诫的基础。
So God's salvation is the basis of the Ten Commandments.
十诫虽然是上帝对他子民的诫命，但是其实也是上帝与他子民所立的约。
So the Ten Commandments are commands to their to God's people, also serves as a covenant with His people.
我们蒙上帝拯救之后，就活在与上帝的约定之中。
So once we are saved by God, we live in the covenant made with God.
那么第一个诫命就是，或者说第一个约定就是，除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
So the first commandment, also the first covenant made with God, is do not worship other gods before me.
就是除了耶和华神以外，我们不可以有别的神。
That means other than Jehovah the God, we cannot worship other gods.
这是所有诫命或律法的根基。
That is the foundation of all the commandments and statutes.
但是要敬拜这位唯一的上帝，我们首先需要认识他是唯一的神。
But in order to worship this only God, we need to know him first.
这个世界只有一位真正的神，他就是我们所说的耶和华神，他是造物主，他是万物的起源。
So in this whole universe, there is only one God, that is the Jehovah God, who creates the whole universe and who is the source or origin of all things.
许多人不相信这个世界有上帝，说你把上帝证明给我看，我就相信有上帝。
So there are many non-believers who are saying, prove me, show me the proof that God exists.
我不知道在我们当中有没有人还有这样的一个问题。
I don't know if anyone still has this doubt.
怎么证明这世界有上帝？
How do we prove that God exists?
在中世纪，基督教有一个著名的神学家，就是叫托马斯·阿奎纳，他提出上帝存在的五个证明。
There is a famous medieval theologian, Thomas Aquinas, who proposed a famous proposal.
他其中一个最著名的论证就是第一推动力。
One of which is the first driving force.
托马斯·阿奎那他看到这个宇宙万物都在运动，对吗？
So he saw that everything in the universe is moving.
那么我们根据常识知道，一个物体要运动，必须要有某种力量来推动它，否则那个物体它是不会自己运动的。
So based on common sense, we know that in order for one object to move, there has to be another force to move that object.
这样便出现了一个问题：假如物体 A 的运动是由物体 B 引起的，而 B 的运动是由 C 引起的 ，C 是由 D 引起的。如此内推下去，那么推到最原始的地方，谁是第一个推动者？
So that raises a question. So we assume that object A is pushed by object B, and then object B pushed by object C. Going on, then eventually we have to ask, what is the ultimate, the first driving force?
大家认为谁第一个先推动的那一个，但是他自己却不被别的推动，因为他总有一个是第一个推动而不被别人推动的那个力量。
So what do you think that first driving force is? The first driving force has to be the first pushing, but without being pushed by other object or force.
托马斯·阿奎那说，那个第一推动者，但是却不被任何其他力量所推动的那个就是上帝。
So Thomas Aquinas thought that first driving force is God.
这就是在神学上面非常著名的第一推动力这个论证，这是托马斯·阿奎那首先提出来的。
So that was the famous first driving force theory raised by Thomas Aquinas.
如果你们在与同学当中，有的时候可能我们经常也会，你们我也听的哈，你们经常会跟同学说有上帝。 但是你的同学说啊，哪有有上帝？其实你就可以用这个第一推动力的这个论证来去跟你的同学讲，你说谁是第一个推动的这个第一个推动力的？
Well, so if you ever encounter an argument with your friends in school about the existence of God, you can borrow this theory from Thomas Aquinas, the first driving force.
当然认识耶和华神最好的方最好的地方就是从圣经当中去认识他。
Well, the best way to get to know God is from the Bible.
因为圣经就是上帝启示他自己给人类的一本书。
Because the Bible is the book where God revealed himself to humankind.
从创世纪第一章第一节是怎么说的？
You remember what's in chapter 1 of Genesis?
我们一起来背一下《创世纪》整本圣经的第一章第一节怎么讲的 ？In the beginning, God created the world, created the heaven and the earth. 起初，神创造了天地。其实，所以在圣经的很多的地方都在告诉我们啊，上帝是谁。
In the Bible, there are many.Verses that show us God created everything.
也告诉我们是谁。
And also told us who we are.
也告诉我们要往哪里去。
And where we are going.
所以圣经是认识上帝的最好的地方。
So the Bible is the best way to get to know God.
如果我们不认识这位独一的上帝。
Without knowing this only God.
那我们可能会，你可能会，就是我可能是，我相信这个世界上就是有几种的嘛。第一个就是他认识独一的上帝，第二种就是说他认为是没有上帝。
There may be atheists.
啊，或者是有的人说，哇，这个世界上有很多神。
Are polytheists who think there are multiple gods?
或者说这个世界上每样东西都是神。
Or pantheist who thinks everything can be a god.
不管是无神论，或者是多神论，或者是泛神论，他们都是因为不认识这位独一的上帝。
So whether a person is atheist or polytheist or pantheist, it's all because he does not know God.
所以我们来讲的话，我们首先要认识这个世界上有一位独一的上帝。
So we have to know that God is the only God.
但是这个还不够，我们还需要信靠这位独一的上帝。
But knowing God is not enough. We have to trust God.
我们如果读旧约圣经的话，你知道以色列人他们是知道有独一的上帝的。
So in the Old Testament, we know that Israelites they knew there was a God.
但是他们所犯的最大的一个错误就是没有信靠这位独一的上帝。
But they made a big mistake, that is, they did not trust this God.
他们认为上帝不能够帮助他们解决所有的问题，所以他们就去敬拜各种各样的偶像，敬拜迦南的各种各样的神。
They thought that God could not solve all their problems, and they started to worship all different gods in the region of Canaan.
结果就遭到非常严厉的审判。
And as a result, they were severely punished.
这是我们从以色列人身上可以学到的教训。
And this is a precious lesson we learned from the Israelites.
我们可能在我们当中，我们也知道有独一的上帝，但是我们也是不是有的时候也会忘记这位独一的上帝，不去顺服他，也不敬畏他，也不单单信靠他。
So we know that there is only one God, but sometimes we forget to fully trust in Him.To follow his words.
有些信徒说，只要我心中有上帝就可以了。
Well, some believers say that it's enough that I have God in my heart.
但是他不敬拜上帝，他也不信靠上帝。
But he does not worship God or trust in God.
只有当他人生当中出现很大麻烦，他不能够搞定的时候，他才来说，哇，这儿有一位上帝，我来寻求他。
He only turns to God whenever he he has difficulties that he cannot deal with.
在他的日常生活当中，他不信靠上帝，他也不听从上帝的话，他自己想干什么就干什么，认为啊这个上帝啊不会管他的。
So in his everyday life, he does not trust God. He does not obey God's commands, and he does whatever, and he thinks, "Oh God, God will not do anything about it."
他也不想让上帝来干预他的生活，他觉得有这个上帝有点太麻烦，告诉我这样不能做，那样不能做，我不想让上帝来管我。
And he does not want God's intervention in his life. He does not want God ruling over his life and telling him what to do, what not to do.
就像我们在青少年的时候，我们很多时候都会叛逆，我们不想听父母告诉我要做这样，要做那样，那样做不能做，我们觉得父母讲的太多太烦了。
Just like when we were teenagers, we are a little bit rebellious. We did not want our parents to. Tell us what to do, what not to do.
哇，直到有一天你闯了大祸，遇到很大麻烦的时候，才来到父母来说：“爸爸妈妈，请你帮助我。”
Until one day you make a huge mistake and you hurt your parents and ask for their help.
我们不希望看到这样的情况发生。
We definitely do not want to see that happen.
所以我们不只是要认识这个世界有独一的上帝，我们还要。单单的来去信靠他，单单的信靠他。
So we should not only know about this only God, but also learn to solely, entirely trust in Him.
我们不要又信靠上帝，还要信靠其他的东西。
So do not worship God, but at the same time worship other things.
你知道有些自称为基督徒的他。又敬拜上帝，他同时也去庙里面去拜各种各样的神。你知道有这样的自称为基督徒的吗？
You know, there are some Christians, so-called Christians, they worship God and they go to the temples and worship all different kinds of gods.
有些自称为基督徒的他知道有位上帝，但是他还经常去算命，还看风水等等。或者是依靠钱财，依靠那些有能力的人，或者是依靠那些邪术来帮助他。
You know, there are some Christians. They not only worship God, but they go to those palm readers, or people who know feng shui, or they rely on witchcraft or evil spirits.
所以这些都是没有单单信靠那位独一的上帝的表现。
And that shows how people do not entirely trust in God.
还最后一点，我们不只是要认识这位独一的上帝，我们不只是要单单信靠这位独一的上帝，我们还要敬拜侍奉这位独一的上帝。
So lastly, we should not just know this God, obey His words, but we have to worship Him and serve Him.
如果我们只想从上帝那儿得到好处，而不想敬拜他，也不想侍奉他，也不想听从他的话，实际上我们就是把上帝当作我们的佣人。我们需要的时候才找他，我们不需要的时候就把他放在一边。
So if we only want to get benefits from God, but we do not want to worship Him, serve Him, or obey His commands, then we actually are treating God as our servant.
在《生命记》第十章十二节到十三节，是这样说的：以色列啊，现在耶和华你神向你所要的是什么？只要你敬畏耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心的侍奉他，遵守他的诫命律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的，我要叫你得福。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 10 verses 12 to 13 said, Now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you?But you shall fear the God and walk in His ways and love Him and serve Him with all your hearts and all your soul, and keep His commandments and His statutes, which I command you today, that will go well with you.
首先，我们来思想这段经文。我们要敬畏上帝。我们有稳定的敬拜上帝的生活吗
？So first, let's think about fearing God.The question is, do we have a stable, regular, worshiping life?
星期天是我们能够基督徒聚在一起来敬拜上帝的日子，是一个分别为圣的日子， 是一个亲近神、赞美神的日子，是一个领受从神而来的祝福的日子。
So Sundays is a day for God's people to gather to worship Him, to get to get closer to God and to praise His name, and the day that we receive His blessings.
那么我们又是如何安排我们星期天的生活的呢？
How do we usually arrange our schedules on Sundays?
你会不会把在星期天把敬拜上帝放在第一位？
Do you put worshiping God in the first place on your schedule?
还是把你的爱好，或者是把你的工作，或者是把你的你的追求、你的享受放在第一位？
Or do you put your hobbies, your career, your pursuit before worshiping God?
我这句话是对所有的基督徒说的。如果在星期天我们没有把敬拜上帝放在第一位的话，我们都需要悔改。
So here I'm speaking to all Christians. If you do not put worshiping God in the first place on your schedule, then you should really sincerely repent.
如果我们连一周一次的敬拜上帝都不认真对待的话，那么我们可以说我们是敬畏上帝的基督徒吗？
Take worshiping God once a week seriously, then how can we call ourselves Christians?
我也在这儿提醒我们，星期天第一要把敬拜上帝放在第一位，第二我们敬拜上帝的时候我们要准时，不要迟到。
So I'd like to remind you one more time, so comeHere on the Sunday to worship God, and please do not be late for the worship.
如果你今天迟到了，你需要在上帝面前好好的认罪悔改。如果没有特别的原因的话
，If you are late today for no special reasons, then you should really repent before God.
还有，我们要侍奉上帝，我们要爱上帝。
And we also have to serve God and love God.
我们有的时候为侍奉神做一点事情，还需要别人邀请才勉强才去做，或者说我们为神做了一件事情，就认为已经付出很多。我们希望神为我们解决所有的问题，但是我们却不愿意多花一点点时间精力来去侍奉神，来爱神。
Sometimes we feel reluctant to serve God, even being asked, or we serve a little and we feel like, oh, I've done so much. But in the meantime, we want God to help us all the time and solve all our problems.
我们可以为自己不侍奉神找一千个理由，但是需要神来帮助我们的时候，我们恨不得马上就站在我们面前来报道。
Sometimes we find a thousand excuses for not serving God, but whenever we need God, we want Him immediately.
但是圣经却告诉我们要尽心、尽心、尽力的来去爱神、侍奉神。这个我们如果这样的态度与这样的要求相差实在是太远。
But remember how Bible asks us to serve God with all our souls, all our hearts, all our strength. So what we are doing.Versus the requirements is just far apart.
我们真的爱耶和华神吗？
So do we really love this Jehovah God?
还是我们只希望神爱我们，但是我们却没有爱我们的神？
Or do we just want Him to love us, but we don't want Him to give back?
所以这是我们要去思想的。
So something that for us to think about.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹这是我今天要跟大家分享的十诫中的第一诫。
So that's what I have prepared to share with you, the first commandment from the Ten Commandments.
我们一起来读这个出埃及记第二十章第三节。
So let's all read the verse 3 together.
You shall have no other gods before me. Okay. 所以十诫的第一诫就是我们只敬拜那位独一的上帝。
So the first commandment is that we should only worship this only God.
那么我们怎样敬拜那位独一的上帝？首先我们要认识他是独一的上帝。
How do we worship this only God? First, we have to know that He is the only God.
我们不只是要认识，我们还要信靠，单单信靠这位独一的上帝。
Besides knowing Him, we have to learn how to entirely trust Him.
我们不只是要单单信靠这位上帝，我们还要敬拜侍奉这位独一的上帝。
In addition to entirely trusting Him, we have to worship and serve Him.
我们不只是要敬拜侍奉这位独一的上帝，我们还要尽心尽性的去爱这位独一的上帝。
And in addition, we have to love our God with our souls and all our hearts.
这是我们信仰最根基的部分。
That is the core foundation of our faith.
若这个根基打得好，遵守其他的诫命真的是不难的。
So if this foundation is well laid, then it's easy to follow other commandments.
我们就可以行在神的旨意当中，我们也会蒙上帝祝福。
We can walk in His ways and receive His blessings.
所以盼望着我们所有的弟兄姐妹，我们真的牢牢记住十诫中的第一诫，我们只单单敬拜、侍奉、爱这位独一的上帝。
So I hope that we all remember this.First commandment, we should love this only God, worship and serve Him with all our hearts.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's bow our heads and worship God with prayer.
感谢天父上帝。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你把你自己通过圣经启示给我们。
Thank you for revealing to us through the Bible.
让我们知道你是那位独一的上帝。
So that we know you are the only God.
你是创造天地之主。
You are the creator of heaven and earth.
你也是我们的救主。
You are our savior.
把我们从罪恶当中拯救出来。
You saved us from our sins.
让我们成为你的孩子。
So that we can become your children.
让我们成为神国的子民。
You're a people in the kingdom.
你也把十诫和律法赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us the commandments and statutes.
叫我们好好遵行。
So that we can learn how to obey them.
可以讨你的喜悦。
So that we can be, become, pleasing to you.
求你能够来帮助我们。
Please come and help us.
让我们来紧紧来跟随你。
So that we can walk closely with you.
让我们尽心尽性尽力的来爱你侍奉你。
To love you and worship you with our hearts and souls and strength.
求你帮助我们。
Please help us.
如果我们有任何软弱的时候，
so whenever we feel weak,
如果我们有任何远离你的时候，
any moment that we are far away from you,
求你引导我们归向你。
Please guide us back to you.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，谢谢大家。
Thank you, Pastor John, for your sermon.